USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Barr is testifying regarding his response to the Mueller report. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy asked Barr if Mueller has changed his mind on the results of the investigation.
The decision not to bring an indictment against the president for collusion conspiracy with Russia has not changed.
No, it hasn't.
And the conclusion not to bring an indictment against the president for obstruction of justice has not changed.
No.
Venezuelans are taking to the streets again on Wednesday in what opposition leader Juan Guaido claims to be the largest march in their history. This comes a day after Guaido called for Venezuela's military forces to take out current President Nicolas Maduro. Most Western nations, including the United States, along with the European Union, recognize Guaido as a legitimate president of Venezuela. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Private sector jobs surged again in April, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The ADP National Employment Report shows the economy added 275,000 private payroll jobs in April, well more than analysts had predicted, and the most since last July. A total of 223 service sector jobs were created and 52,000 new construction and manufacturing jobs. The mining industry lost 2,000 positions. The official government report covering public and private sector jobs is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The south-central United States is cleaning up the wreckage left behind by strong storms through the region. Severe thunderstorms rolled across the area, causing hail, floods, and dozens of tornadoes to touch down. States affected include Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. No fatalities have been reported as a result of the bad weather. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
On Tuesday, House Democrats used a committee hearing to make their pitch for Medicare for All legislation. Now, Medicare for All is a universal health care plan developed by Senator Bernie Sanders and backed by more than 100 Democrats. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is a Fox News medical contributor. She lays out some of her concerns with the Medicare for All bill.
One of the big issues that they discussed yesterday is quality of care. Right. And actually, they had someone suffering from a devastating disease, ALS, and he was talking about how currently in our system, he's dealing with rationed care and long wait times. And let me tell you something, when you start giving all the power and all the decision making to the government, you're going to see elongated wait times. I mean, that's what Canada and across the ocean, everyone is seeing longer wait times, lower care, because what these bills do, they're not getting rid of what they're doing is they're actually getting rid of the entire private sector altogether. So everyone's going to be in these government plans.
A jury is finding Minneapolis police officer Mohammed Noor guilty on charges of third-degree murder and manslaughter for killing a woman back in 2017. Democratic Mayor Jacob Frey says now what matters is how the community responds.
Our city must come together, not for any single person, not for any single entity or organization, not for any reason beyond our love for each other and the values that hold us together.
Noor faces up to 15 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.